tot begin de service. Wij zingen 204. 204. O God, how good thou art to all the browns, the pure of heart, to life seems vain, burdened with anxious care, I grope in dark's despair, till in thy house of prayer all was made plain. Number 204. Read to you the law of God. God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which has brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thyself any graven image, nor the likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or in the earth beneath, or in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work. But the seventh day is a Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt do no manner of work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor. Further, we read to you from God's holy word, Psalm 73. The Psalm of Asaph. Truly God is good to Israel, even to such as are of a clean heart. But as for me, my feet were almost gone, my steps had well nigh slipped. For I was envious at the foolish when I saw the prosperity of the wicked. For there are no bends in the death, but the strength is firm. They are not in trouble as other men, neither are they plagued like other men. Therefore pride compasses them about as a chain, violence covers them as a garment. Their eyes stand out with fatness, they have more than heart could wish. They are corrupt and speak wickedly concerning oppression. They speak loftily. They set their mouth against the heavens, and their tongue walketh through the earth. Therefore his people return hither, and waters of a full cup are wrung out to them. And they say, how does God know? And is there knowledge in the Most High? Behold, these are the ungodly, who prosper in the world, the increase in riches. Verily I have cleansed my heart in vain, and washed my hands in innocency. For all the day long have I been plagued, and chastened every morning. If I say, I will speak thus, behold, I should offend against the generation of thy children. When I thought to know this, it was too painful for me, until I went into the sanctuary of God, then understood I their end. Surely thou didst set them in slippery places. Thou castest them down into destruction. How are they brought into desolation? As in a moment, they are utterly consumed with terrors. As a dream when one awakes, so, O Lord, when thou awakest, thou shalt despise their image. Thus my heart was grieved, and I was pricked in my reins. So foolish was I, and ignorant I was as a beast before thee. Nevertheless I am continually with thee. Thou hast holden me by my right hand. Thou shalt guide me with thy counsel, and afterward receive me to glory. Whom have I in heaven but thee? And there is none upon earth that I desire beside thee. My flesh and my heart faileth, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. For lo, they that are far from thee shall perish. Thou hast destroyed all them that go a-whoring from thee. But it is good for me to draw near to God. I have put my trust in the Lord God, that I may declare all thy works. Thus far. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. Grace, mercy, and peace be given, and richly multiplied unto you from God the Father, and Christ Jesus our Lord, in the communion of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Let us now ask the Lord for a blessing. Lord, it is in thy condescending mercy, in thy long-suffering, and in thy loving kindness, that we have still a place and a name at thy footstool. We are still in the land of living, and in the day of salvation, and privileged in this morning of this Sabbath day to come under thy word and testimony, which can make us wise unto salvation. Lord, humble us together. Bring us graciously where we never can bring ourselves. In the valley of true humiliation, but also in that need, that it may please thee to look upon us in this Sabbath day, and that our coming and sitting down in this church and under thy word, that it was not in vain, but that it was a blessing for young and old, for great and small, that thy name be honored and glorified in the salvation of sinners, and that Christ be extolled in the highest as that only name who is given under heaven, whereby that he must be saved, that thy Holy Spirit leads us into all the truth, and that it may please thee that that same Spirit who is co-equal with the Father and with the Son, that he apply and reveal his power in our heart for the first time and by renewal to convince us of sin, righteousness, and judgment, but also to glorify Christ in our heart as the one who is altogether lovely, who had worked out the work of salvation for his people, glorified his Father, and also bruised the head of Satan, and took away the curse of the law, and give it back as a law of love in the heart of thy children. Open in this morning and in this Sabbath day in our midst, and where that thy servant shall bring thy word after the meaning of the Holy Spirit, Lord, that they receive the Holy Spirit in their heart, and that it was easy also for him who is called again to preach in the midst of this congregation the eternal word. Lord, made it so that thy word have dominion in our midst and in our heart, and that with denying of ourselves, that we look for nothing else than for the honor of thy great name and majesty, and for the salvation of souls. Remember also those who are laboring amongst the heathens and the Jewish people. Bless the labors over the length and breadth of the earth. Increase the number of those that preach the gospel as it is in Christ Jesus, and glorify thy name in our hearts and the heart of our children and grandchildren, preparing us for that great and ever-ending eternity. Supply the needs and wants in the families. Strengthen all the sick and afflicted. Also her who is laying in the hospital in such a weakness, O Lord, thou hast helped her in that operation, but still she realized the weakness of her body. Strengthen her, prolong her days, however it is at the evening of their life, and glorify thy grace in their heart, the thing needful above everything. Also that father who has operated and who is waiting for a second operation tomorrow, we commend him at a throne for soul and body, in all the needs and all the wants, and also another mother who has operated. Be with her, bring her home to her husband and child, and remember all the widows and orphans and widowers, and all those that in sorrow some family has lost her sister, another family, a little child that came for a moment in the world, and bear it already. Remember the parents and the grandparents in their bereavement and disappointment, and teach us all to number our days that we apply our hearts unto wisdom. Remember the country with all those that rule over us, the boys in the service, where they are. Look upon all of us in mercy. Forgive our sins. Made us receptive for thy precious word, and that for Christ's sake only. Amen. We sing now 399. My God, I will extol thee and ever bless thy name. And what follows, number 399. beloved congregation, I ask your attention this morning for the consideration of the 10th Lord's Day, question 28. What advantage is it to us to know that God has created and by his providence does still uphold all things, that we may be patient in adversity, thankful in prosperity, and that in all things which may hereafter befall us, we place our firm trust in our faithful God and Father, that nothing shall separate us from his love, since all creatures are so in his hand that without his will they cannot so much as move. Thus far. Last week, we explained to you a little of the doctrine of providence as it is revealed unto us in the Word of God. A wonderful doctrine, and it preached us the greatness and the almighty power of the Most High God, that the Lord not had created everything, but that he also uphold everything by his almighty power, and that from day to day and from moment to moment. But now this question that we have to consider this morning, that refers to the comfort what there lays in the doctrine of providence. Again, and that is something that we find all the time in our catechism, that teacher that comes always personally to each and every one, because what profit will it have for us, even that we know the doctrine of providence based on the Word of God, but we have no comfort out of it for our own heart and soul. Therefore, we have to answer the question and to explain the question, what advantage is it to us to know that God has created and by his providence does still uphold all things? I told you already, it is a wonderful doctrine. But that is not enough for us personally. We must have in our own heart the benefit of it. And now our catechism mentioned three different things. Patient in adversity, thankful in prosperity, and trusting in God in regard to the future. There is maybe some people in my midst that will ask me, what are your thoughts about those three things? What is now the easiest one? Some people that answer the question saying, thankful in the days of prosperity. But of course, when we will explain that a little to you this morning, then you shall find out, and that is also based on the word of God, that the only answer is this: everything is easy when the Lord flows in with His Spirit and grace in our heart. Otherwise, everything that is not only hard, but that is also impossible. Let us start with the explanation of our catechism, that we may be patient in adversity. You know that in regard to the word of God, that adversity that comes in all of our life, whether that you are converted or unconverted, you read about that in Ecclesiastes, where Solomon said, all things come alike to all. There is one event to the righteous and to the wicked, to the good and to the clean, and to the unclean, to him that sacrifices and to him that sacrifices not. All the descendants of Adam share in the results of sin. It is not necessary, congregation, that we pray in our life for trouble, because that comes from of himself. Over one person more than the other, and in one family more than the other, but we all receive in our life our portion. And I've told you many times already what a blessing it is in our life. In the first place, to count the blessings that which the Lord gives unto us in our life. In the second place, that the Lord gives us in our daily life desire, that he gives strength in all the labors that we have to perform here in this world. We cannot realize that enough, what a great privilege it is that we have not always to go through this world sighing and crying. Because there is so much in this life and in this world what come upon us as the result of our sin. But now, in general, and that is also in accordance to the Bible, that many are the afflictions of the righteous. God's people that have in their life more tribulations than that the world has. I have read to you this morning Psalm 73, Psalm of Asaph, and that man, he was comforted, no doubt about that, but still, what a trouble that man had in his life. Why that he had trouble, he brought himself into trouble. Instead to follow the Lord, submissive under his ruling and under his providence, he start to argue in his life. And he thought, I have read it already, he thought it is wrong as the Lord is doing it in the world. And he was so foolish about it for himself that he thought, if I have the ruling of the world in my hand, if I could rule, what then? Then I made it so that all the ungodly people in the world, that they have no life. Poor, wretched, in trouble, and God's people in heaven here upon earth. No trouble and no afflictions. But now he saw for his eyes, he saw the difference, and he did realize the difference also in his own heart. And that made that man upset. And there is in our life nothing so terrible as that we do not agree with the Lord. If we come in a condition as Jacob, he said, all these things are against me. And of course that Jacob, he was even so wrong as Esau was. Jacob was against those things, but the things were not against him. But of course that took for that man almost 20 years before that he had an insight in the providence of the Lord. When he was privileged that Joseph lay at his neck and that they meet one another, then the problem that came to a solution. And then when he was looking into the ruling of the Lord, to keep that great nation alive. And he saw that all the ways of the Lord. Then he became as a beast before the Lord, as you read about Asaph 2. Then he came in his nothingness before the Lord. Then there was almost no spirit in that man when the Lord opened his eyes. But you can see, congregation, we need in our life everything from the Lord. And we need every time that grace in our heart. Because with the grace that the Lord gave us today, we cannot help ourselves tomorrow. It remains here in this world a needy and afflicted people. And humanly speaking, the Lord desired nothing from his people than that they time and again lay on their knees before him, and that they need him, that they realize what you read in John 15, the own words of Christ: without me you can do nothing. And now the catechism that said patient in adversity. Patient, that means that we are submissive under his will. In our life, there are so many mistakes, people. We have to censor ourselves about that every day and every time. But there are no mistakes with the Lord. All his ways are right and holy. But it can well take our whole life before that we come under it and before that we accept it. Even in the life of Jacob, it took for that man his whole life to bring him down, and that he agreed with the ways of the Lord. That man, he was fighting and fighting and fighting. You know that I have not further to explain that this morning, but what a struggles were there in the life of that man. And of course, I hope this evening not to say something out of the life of that Jacob, if the Lord spared us. But what a waste, what a deep waste the Lord goes with that man here in this world. If you look it up in the Bible, then you must say, Lord, was that now necessary that that man time and again had so many struggles and so many things that bothered him? But in heaven, God's people that shall sing of all the ways of the Lord. You read that in Psalm 138, and that is the experience of all God's people. Patient in adversity, not coming against it, saying the way of the Lord is not right. And of course, there are so many ways in our life. It is really, congregation, impossible that I mention it to you this morning from point to point. Because if we have to do that, then we were sitting this evening still here. You read the book of Boston over de kroek in de lat. And then what that man there explained in those sermons about all the different ways of the Lord. And that is all taken out of practice. That is not a story that is made up, no. And then that I say it with these words this morning, that everyone in his, every man here in the world that had his own way, and every family that had their own afflictions and their own troubles. I have not to say more about it. But so much that it keeps us on the ground. And that we are not flying in the air. But there are so many burdens, so many burdens. And that all on account of our sin. But that is now of course the trouble. We are living by nature as people that have a right. And we have no right. We have sinned away all right in our life. And the Lord can bring righteously all adversity and troubles over us on account of our sins. That was the reason that the prophet Jeremiah, that he said it are the mercies of the Lord, that we are not consumed. And if we see the mercies of the Lord towards us and towards our family, then we have to say nothing. Then it is a wonder that it is as it is in our life, patient in adversity. Job, he had something of that in his life after that the Lord had taken away his shield and all his substance. The Lord has given, the Lord had taken the name of the Lord be glorified. However, it stay not that way. No, there came also other times for that man. And it is a blessing that that is all mentioned in the word of God. Aaron, he had also something of it in his heart. When the Lord took away his two boys, the Lord, he slew those boys, they were killed. Strange fire they have brought upon the altar. And then you read in Leviticus 10 that Aaron held his peace. You read the same thing about Eli when he received tiding that his two boys were killed in the battlefield, and that man that was so submissive under the will of the Lord, he talked not about losing his boys, no, but what was the grief of his heart? That the ark of the Lord was taken away out of their midst. Not the boys, but the ark of the Lord. His children, he said, that is all my own guilt and sin. He knew that. And he could not complain about it. Patient in adversity. That was also David, when his own boy Absalom, that he sent him out of the city. that he have to make his bed in the open field, that he had nothing left in his life and in this world. But oh, then at that time, then he was so submissive, so patient in adversity, he could accept everything, even when Simeon cursed him. And when they asked him to ever come back to the city, he said, if it desires the Lord, and otherwise he do what good is in his eyes. And now, congregation, I shall not mention more to you this morning, but I have only one question. Is it possible that we have that from ourselves? And then we have to say no. But we have of ourselves, people, that is enmity against the ways of the Lord. If I would call you this morning on the pulpit, all of you, and I give you a time of 10 minutes to talk here, and to answer the question for me, you are satisfied with all the doings of the Lord and with the ruling of the Lord, then you would hear something. And finally, nothing else than complaining about the Lord's doings here in the world and in our life. And it is a great difference, people, to bear a cross or to drag a cross. Most of the time we drag a cross. But to bear a cross as Simeon of Cyrene, there's something else. Because for him, it was to his salvation that he was privileged to bear his cross. And, of course, finally, congregation, it is all coming from the Most High God. It is all from his fatherly hand that he brings all those things upon us. And if we are privileged to kiss our cross, and to kiss the hand of the Father, our Heavenly Father, who had laid that cross upon us, what shall then be the result? Then our cross in our life, that shall not be an iron cross, but it shall a soft cross. And it shall be a sweet cross. Patient in adversity, that is only when the Lord grant unto us grace to do that. That is my first point. In the second place, thankful in prosperity. There is, of course, a difference between natural gladness and thankfulness. We have times in our life that there is a gladness in our heart, really. We have the privilege, I shall not mention that only this morning. We have the privilege the last weeks that some children were born. And every time when you meet the parents in their home or the mothers in the hospital, then you are realizing that they are glad. Some, they have even tears in their eyes when you visit them. And I'm looking to the children that they have received. There is a gladness by them, also with the fathers too. But thankfulness, that is something else. And now maybe you will know the difference. What is now the difference between natural gladness and thankfulness? Natural thankfulness, natural gladness that flows out of our mind, realizing to a certain extent that we are not worthy. Sin. Thus, not on the top of the mountain, but in the valley of deep humiliation there, the Lord gave that people that great privilege, that they may acknowledge him, and that they can say with David, "What shall I render the Lord for all his benefits bestowed upon me?" And of course, patience in adversity, Christ in the Garden of Gethsemane. Thankful in prosperity, Matthew 11, verse 25. There the Son of God and the mediator of the covenant, he was there also praising his Father for election and for rejection and for all the blessings that were bestowed upon the Father of all light to sinners here on earth. Thus, thankful in prosperity. And of course now, the practice in our life, people, we realizing time and again, and the Lord have to bring us to it, that we come short of everything. We are coming in trouble time and again, in great need sometime, that we are placed for ways that are so impossible, so deep, so hard, and that we say, "Lord, if you will help me this time, I shall acknowledge you. I shall acknowledge you." You read in Psalm 50 that the Lord said, "Call upon me in the day of trouble, and I shall deliver thee, and thou shalt honor me." And now the two things that happens quick. Call upon him when there is need, and that the Lord is ready to deliver. But now the third time, and acknowledge him, glorify him. And then in those times, people, we are realizing how poor that we are in ourselves. And that the Lord himself have to bring us to that point time and again to remember us. Therefore the Lord, he said, "Forget never his benefits bestowed upon you." You read in Deuteronomy time and again the word "remember," that the Lord said in his word, "Remember his deeds, remember his works, his wonderful works." In the Bible, maybe you know that, and if you don't know it, then keep it this in your mind, please, from this morning. In the Bible, from Genesis to Revelation, we can find there more than 650 prayers. More than 650 prayers. And more than 450 prayers that the Lord had answered. More than 450 prayers. So merciful is the Lord. And there is a reason to acknowledge Him. To acknowledge Him with our heart, but it have to come from the Lord. We will sing that now. It is not 101, but it is 381, the first stanza. 381, with grateful heart, my thanks I bring before thy great, the great, thy praise I sing. 381, the first stanza. Now, the third point, and in all things which may hereafter befall us, we place our firm trust in our faithful God and Father, that nothing can separate us from His love, since all creatures are also in His hand, that without His will they cannot so much as move. Thus now, in regard to the future, to trust the Lord. It was placed here on that board there, 101 Psalter. And that is in the Bible, Psalm 37. And in Psalm 37, there David, he said, I was young, and I am old, and I never have seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed looking after bread. We need no life assurance. No. Is it not easy to have it? Because if you come to a certain age, yeah, that is ook something. If you come to a certain age, we do not know that we shall come to a certain age. No. This week I received a letter from some family from the Netherlands, a girl, 6 days married, and she died. 6 days. An accident. And you know, congregation, in your own families, among your own friends, that there is only a step between us and death. Forty years in the desert, the Lord had taken care for Israel. 40 years. And you know what the trouble is, people? With all those insurance that our heart is knit to it, that our heart is resting upon it. Because if my house will burn up, then they take care that they have another one. Right? And maybe not much nicer that they have. It is a burden, really a burden, but it lays for our government that we must assure our cars this year for the first time. Not that we are so pious and so vroom that we think, oh, I'm standing 100 feet above that. Oh, no, no, no. Shall there be one denier of the Lord here? And mistrust. And mistrust. But you know the trouble, congregation, all those things that we have in our days. And the government laid in the hands of the people too. With all those lotteries to receive more and more money to have an easy life, but they do not understand that they cut off the prayer to the throne of grace. I say not that I am doing it all the day. Oh, no, no, no. No, I am the same as you. My nature that is also forgetting the Lord. If it happens as once in a month, of 2 months, of 3 months, that I step in my car, that I say, Lord, protect me. Most of the time I stop up somewhere. It is too bad, eh? Oh, it is too bad. And then of most of the time when I say those words, then it is not with my mind. Instead that it is with my heart. Oh, people, dear congregation, from here to here, an almighty God is necessary to bring it. You believe it? An almighty God is necessary. The Lord take care for everybody. The Lord bless man and beast. You read in Psalm 145 that he opened his hands and that he satisfied every living thing. We have in our congregation also examples. In time of need and in time of great adversity and despair and what all and afflictions, that the Lord inclined the hearts. I could write a book about it. So many evidences. God's people that had a rich God in heaven, gold and silver, and the cattle upon 1,000 hills that belongs to him. He is the ruler and he is the provider. And if we come with our heart before him, and if we bring our needs before him, he shall answer. And he shall gladden our heart, because even that you now receive from the government, let I say that they would give you $1,000 every week, and you receive $100 from the Lord. Big difference, eh? $1,100. Oh, yeah. But if you receive 100 from the Lord, to take care for your daily life. What is the Lord added to that always? You know what, Tom? You know what is added to that? A broken heart and a contrite spirit. That is what the Lord added to that. Yeah. And then you say to your wife, let us now first just go on our knees. And let us now acknowledge the Lord. It is years and years ago now, 27 years, you know it, that we are in your midst. And we have almost nothing when we came here. There were circumstances, of course, in the Netherlands for that. But every operation that we had, and we still never know where it all came from. But astonished that we were crying over the mercies of the Lord, really taking care for everything. Oh, the Lord in heaven, he is so lovely, he is so faithful. And he had never said to the house of Jacob, seek me in vain. And I can recommend it, the God of Jacob, unto you people. He is a refuge and a strength. And he shall never leave. And he shall never forsake his people and the works of his own hands. And it is not always in so much that we receive, no, even in the little things, even in a slice of bread, people, in a slice of bread, but receive it out of the hand of that heavenly Father, because there is love in him, love me. I shall make it not long this day today on account of the warmth. This I shall close for this morning. But young and old, seek the Lord while he is to be found. And call upon him while he is near. Without self, it is a great disappointment. And more in disappointment. But with the God of Abraham, Isaac and Jacob, never and ever. He is as the rock of ages. You can trust in him, you can rely on him. And he shall never, never forsake those that ask him in truth and uprightness, boys and girls, men and women, that we learn to bow our knees before him, that we have no rest before that we receive the God of Israel as our portion and children of God. With him we can live, and with him we can die, and with him we can receive and shall receive the eternal heavenly blessing, because if we are an heir of God, then we are an heir of Christ, and soon we shall enter into that heavenly Jerusalem, where a fullness is of love and of holiness and of gladness and of peace. The Lord sanctify the words to all of our heart. Amen. Lord, bless the few words to all our hearts for thy great name's sake. Remember us in thy condescending love, love and mercy, in thy beloved Son Jesus Christ, in whom thou art well pleased forever. O Lord, that we were privileged to lean upon thee for time and for eternity, supplying all the needs in the families and all our dear ones in the places where they are. O Lord, remember them and strengthen the families. Bring us back in this afternoon and evening. Made everything well also for those members. One had the privilege in this day to be 82 years old, and his brother in the end of this week 80. Oh, that they too could say together, as their mother has declared in their life, about the faithfulness of the Lord for time and for eternity, and that had also be the strength of their heart, and that for Christ's sake only. Amen. Two forty-nine. Because thy trust in God is God alone. And what follows, 249. I have to say something first, that the service this afternoon, that will be here in this auditorium, not there. And in the second place, baptism, it is written on the bulletin for Sunday, August 28th, but that will be August 4 or 5, I think, the first Sunday of August. They can come tomorrow evening to the consistory, of course, but baptism shall be the first Sunday in August. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all. Amen.